I follow the sheet of Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
I wouldn't join. There would have to be.
Oh, so Rob, how are you? Nice to see you. How are you?
Hi. Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Ari. I went to Legalizing tonight. They didn't have that safe or base enough totally. It didn't come in.
They don't yet. Have it?
They no, have they it? Didn't have it. It didn't come out yet.
Oh, it didn't come in yet?
No.
Yeah, that's why they don't have it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's on Purim, so they gotta get it already.
Yeah, they gotta come in.
But Aaron knew about it. He I spoke to him.
Oh, Aaron knew about it. So Aaron wasn't there. The father, Moshe, the father, was the only one in the store. He didn't know.
Oh, but Aaron knew about it.
Yeah.
How you doing, Rameir?
Baruch Hashem, how are you?
Good, good. I spoke to the family today there in Israel.
Wow.
You heard him? Did you hear besides from me? Did you hear?
No, I didn't hear about it. No. I think it was on the the local chats, but my circles I didn't hear it. I don't really I'm not that I'm busy these days at work, so I don't see too many people.
Uh-huh. Hi Mark, how are you?
Great, how are you, Rebbe?
Good to see you. Okay, wait a minute or two. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Dr. Moshe, how are you? Hi, Adam.
Hello, how are you? Nice to see you.
One minute or so. Oh, hi, Jesse. We didn't start yet. Getting warmed up. Okay. Zech Nishmas Havi Moriakab, so Pintas, Zech Nishmas Daniel, Shane Vasio Shofalak. Okay, today, Bez Hashem, is the last Shir in Mukta, Shir Nun Dalit. Nova nod. I mean, you nod. And then Bez Hashem next week, we'll do Purim Shir Bez Hashem, and then Pesach Shirim, and then we'll figure out what to do after that. So we'll see. Okay, so the last topic is going to be about the Shaila of things that broke off. Like, say, like a button comes, a button gets falls off your coat or your this. So is that considered muktzah? Well, you allowed to carry it till, you know, you put it in a safe place. Oh, Michael. Or another example is given is the lens of your glasses pops out. So is that considered muktzah? The lens of the glasses. What's the story with these things? Because at first glance, if you have a button, so what is that? If it's not sewed on, it doesn't have a function as is.
It's muksa.
It should be muksa. First glance. What good is a lens of an eyeglass if it's not in the eyeglass? What are you going to do with it? So then, at first glance, you would say that it's mamish muktza mamish, right? Because it has no function. So we'll see that would be the first one. In other words, if you would think about the shayla without learning the sugya, so b'chor that would be the netiyas hadas, that if it's not functional.
Just the one that was making noise.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Back to Lebov. So we're talking about the din of a button that falls off your coat, or a lens of an eyeglass that falls out. Is that considered muktzah or not? So says the Mishnah, Kol ha-kelim nitol b'Shabbos. All kelim are nitol b'Shabbos, because a keli is a function, is a kli, has a function. So they're klishim lachtol heter, klishim lachtol iser. So klishim lachtol heter, you could do tzarach gufo, tzarach mekomo, even mechamel itzel, even to save it from damage. We learned that the Beis Yosef says, but not more. If it's shalom tzarach klal, even klishim lachtol heter is also. Klishim lachtol iser is only mutter tzarach gufo, tzarach mekomo. So kol hakelim nitol b'Shabbos v'dal sofseyem imohen. In other words, what if Rashi says, in other words, what if you have a little treasure chest and has a door to it, and then the door falls off? Avol Pishin is parkour. Look at Rashi. Call a Kam Shesh like muscles. Conchita table migdal. These are like little cabinets or doors, you know. And he says, Nitol him a Shabbos. You can move it on Shabbos. With losses, sheish le metzidam imohem. Nitol him imohem. Afal pish in his parkour. Even if the losses fall off. So you see a b'kiddush against my netiyas hadas. Because what good is the dallas if it fall off the kli? If I have a little box, a little treasure chest, and the door falls off. So right now, there's no function to the chora. So I would think it's muktzah mamish. So he says, no, it's not. But what if a door fell off my house? They say the door of the house fell off. So he says, ein dolim min losos habayis, she'en etal kli, she'en losos habayis, einam min amuchim etaltal, she'enim kli, aval einu heim kli agav aviyah. So it's interesting that the door of your house is not a kli. It's part of the house. It's a binyan. And when it falls off, if it would fall off, it would be muktzah. Because it's not. But this is a kli, and the chiddush is that even if it's not attached, it's still a kli. So we have to understand, what is that all about? So, and look at the Gemara. It says, I'm our bike a couple of lines down. After the call came, tell him Shabbos, don't say me, man, I will be sure to spark who b'chol nitolim b'Shabbos. So even if it got disjointed before Shabbos, it's still nitol b'Shabbos. So we have to understand what is the what is the story. So let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And that's one halacha. And then, wait one second, and then there's another Mishnah that says, what if you have a plate, and you dropped the plate, and it broke? So now what's the story of the piece of the plate? So the Mishnah says, call a Kalim and tell me, Shabbos Shivreim telling me, Lahem, Uvajah, you also made Malacha. That was page two. As long as it's, in other words, you can have a half a plate. So in America, when you have a half a plate, there's only one thing to do with it. You throw it in the garbage. Okay. Shalom aleichem. Okay. Make a bracha. Shalom aleichem. So again, the ninth parak of brachas about brachas and things people we haven't seen in a long time. What brachas do we make? So we have two mishnayos. One mishnah talks about kalim. What if the delus of a kli falls off? And we said it's not might not be muktzah. And then we have a question of shivrei. With the pots there, and I put it in, and then something, when you put it in, and you don't put it in right, and something comes out, and then that's the thing, smashed. So it went right into the garbage. Because, but in those days, people were more frugal,
they write on pottery or something.
They'd use pottery till the nth degree, They're not like us Americans that it's got smashed, I have a half a plate, I could still use it. No, half a plate, goes into the garbage. So what is the story? So let's look in Shulchan Aruch. So there are two halachas here on page one and page three. Kol hakelim shenishbaru afilu b'Shabbos mutal tatal shevreim uvachi ruyim b'shum malach. In other words, if you broke a plate on Shabbos, so you could still metaltel the broken pieces, as long as it has some function. One opinion the Gemara says has to have the same type of function. Because if it's a plate you eat on, so it has to be a piece of a pottery that you can still eat on. But the other opinion, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch question is, as long as there's some function that has, even though it's a different function. Normally it was a plate. Now I could use it as a doorstop or something like that. That's good enough. To go shivra erev v'lachasas bo hachofis. You want to use it as, it used to be a plate, and now I could use it as a cover of a barrel. And then there's a halacha that if the glass shattered, there's a halacha that you let him move it. In other words, especially if you have little children around, there's a step on it, and so that's the story. That was the second Mishnah. And now on page 4, it says, Kol HaKelim HaNitolim Shabbos Dal Sosem Shedisparku B'hem Nitolim Beinisparku B'chol Beinisparku B'Shabbos. So then the other halacha that we learned is that if you have a kli that has like a little cabinet that has doors to it, and the door fell off. So the Shulchan Aruch says, so right now the door is not functioning. So maybe it should be muktza. So it says, no, it's still good. So,
is it about to put it back on? It's a case where it's going to go back on.
Oh, so we're going to have to see. What's the
the sparkle doesn't mean broken. The sparkle means...
The sparkle means it's disjointed, right.
Taken apart.
Right. Yeah. So so we have to see what's the svar here. So take a look here. This Sefer Tefillah L'Moshe, that's one of my favorite svarim. I mentioned. Meaning if it has a different function. So
if it has the same function.
No. In which case are you asking? The plate that got broken. Right. So if it has a different function, so you say like a shechta mentioned, maybe it should be a nolat. So, but we'll see. Yeah. Oh, so he talks about. So who was the tefillah? I always like to say the tefillah of Moshe was Moshe Levi. I'm sure you've heard me quote him. Yeah, he was everything I ever said. Everything I ever said. But Moshe Levi was a Talmud in the Yeshiva Kisei Rachamim of Rav Mazuz in Bnei Brak, and he was the up and coming, next, so to speak, Rav Avadi Yosef. I mean, he already wrote Tshuva's Sfarim, excellent. And then, unfortunately, he passed away as a young man, I think in his 40s. And so I always like to use his Sfarim whenever I can. He wrote Sfarim on Menuchas Avon, and Shabbos, and Ribbis, and Brachas. And then he wrote these Tshuva's, Tefillah Moshe. So he has a tshuva here about Shaila page 9. Misha Naflu, Mishkofov, your glasses fell down. So the lens came out of the eyeglass. We miscarried some Mishkofine. And we mutter lo taltal as miscarried as a chuchis beyond the Lanicha Bamokam and Mishtam and Mishabas. Could you, we're saying it happened right here. So you don't want it to lay here, okay? But if you move it, if it's muktzah, then you're not going to ever even move. But so that's the question: is it muktzah or not? So first he says, "L'chora, right? So over derech b'nei adam hakpid shalu shtamish b'mishkafayim tashmishim shonim l'vav milvishosim ogeh be'edov." Whereas the only thing you use eyeglass lenses for is to use as an eyeglass.
Just class. Question: the eyeglasses, when someone wears them, they could see just fine out if they would pick it up and hold it like this, right? So then, it's still useful because it's still
useful because you could.
You have the same exact use. The only thing you don't have is in a nice convenience.
So he's saying that it really has the same use.
As opposed to a button that's detached.
Whereas a button has no use. You're saying this has...
The exact same purpose.
You right. You're saying it's only...
You could go like this all day and it would see just...
I hear what you're saying. I hear. You're making a point. You're making a valid point.
Both ones is fall on that maybe the holder is what they should. The frame.
So you see, the frame should be muktzah. That's what he's saying. That's what Jesse's saying. The frame should be muktzah, and the lenses you can just use. It'd be not easy.
People wear glasses just for the style of it.
Some people do that. Some people. Yeah, I mean. That's a whole question about wearing eyeglasses on Shabbos, as it is, whether that's called Hotzah on Shabbos, depending upon why you're using it and things like that.
It's certainly Hotzah if you're going like this.
So certainly Hotzah if you're going like that. Yeah. Okay, so let's see what he says. He says, "Mkayin hagam dekayin l'mishol fanar kol akayim shenishbro film shas mutol tatal shivreim uvad shiyum ruim l'shul malacha gan shivrei areva etc." He says, "V'don yidon roy l'chasos pit slochus bezuchus hamishkafayim." He says, "You could cover up something." But you're saying even better than that. You're saying you can manage use it for.
He's not holding of that star that we said that Machmos Kiss has the power to cover up.
Right, he's not holding that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. Because you're not, right now you're not going to use it for anything. I guess yours for, the mice is people going to...
Depends how bad they can see it. Right. A pair of glasses.
Right.
If they can barely see a thing without it and they have no glasses, they might use it for certain.
Yes. Okay, but...
Who says it has to be practical? I'm not going to use it to cover a schnapps glass either.
Right, so that's what we're going to see soon. Like, does it have to be... In other words, all these things that the Gemara says, or the Shulchan Aruch says, that you can use it for this, use it for that, does that apply b'zman hazeh? We don't do these things. Maybe that whole thing doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. So,
I'm asking, does it have to be something that he's going to use today for that thing, or it's roy for that if he would need it?
It's roy for that. But the question is, what if it's roy for that, but b'zman hazeh, no one
yeah,
does
that's,
it?
Yeah, that's the second level, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. So he says that it could be that the eyeglass itself is muktamach meschisarim kiss because you machzeh it. Because, in other words, he's not assuming like you, Rav Yonason. Rav Yonason says, well, you can use it. Okay, no one's really going to use it. But you won't use it for anything else either because you don't want it to get ruined until you go to the, to the optician, whatever, and get it fixed. He says, "Dafka misgerish royal lofshe yesh lahatil tultula." Fein emeshal chori yesh lidmos chukish in his parkum misgerish. Now the question is the eyeglass the same as the door of the cabinet that fell off? A cabinet we're talking about, not a attached cabinet, like place with the rough shtender over there has a door, right? So if the door of that shtender would fall off, what would be the story? So he says, what's the chiluk between the eyeglasses and the glosses? Because of Tosas, the halamrina hochmishim shtabim shabbos. Yeah, so he says, so he writes here, the next page, on page 10. She says that's the pshat in the Rishonim say that Mishnah. But anything that's still fit to re attach to its thing still has the shame kli on it, and therefore it's not mukhtza. But shivrei kelim, afal pishenuim locha ches butarim tadai she kli aleihem shiruim lischaber mekelim. So it's a kli. But sheinket shivrei kelim beinu ruim l'malacha mashu. We call mokum kevish osi b'saknim b'skeres hamishkavayim lo pocha shame kli mutar taltum kivetchila. So then you can be metalto. Because it's a kli, and a kli shemlachto leheter is even mutar mechamal itself. So therefore, if I'm here sitting in the base medrash, and my lens falls out here on the table. But I don't want it to stay here at the table to hold the whole Shabbos. Who knows? It'll fall off. It'll get through. So I go to the ask the Rav, can I put it in your shtender till Shabbos is over? I'll take it and I'll walk over the way there. So that's like lossless kelim. So the chor should be the same. His Torah is chli.
But even though he can't do it today, he can't fix it today.
He can't fix it today, but the only thing that he wants to say is that, well, that he's hesitant to say this is because, but maybe it's still called a kli shemuktzu machmas chisaron kis. In other words, it's a kli. All you see from that Gemara, that Mishnah, is if the door fell off the thing, then it's considered a. It's still a kli, but then you have to be done. This is a kli shemalachtol heta kli shemalachtol isur. Is it where it's a muhtamachlis chisaron kis? So he thinks it's muhtamachlis chisaron kis because no one is going to go ahead and just use this kli for something else. And now in Shabbos, there's nothing else you can use it for.
When does the isur machmas chis come in?
Now.
Coming on Shabbos?
Yeah, comes on Shabbos.
Where do we see it?
Because you don't have to say Migul Yitzchatzai here, because it's still, there was Mukta Kekarmina on Shabbos, Migul Yitzchatzai, if it becomes on Mukta, but here it's the same issue is going to apply the whole.
Master's case is a special type of issue because of your, it's not something like
a. Because since it's Choshev, and you don't want to ruin it, and you don't want to ruin it, so you Machtza Das for the rest of Shabbos. So therefore he says, that it's not so. So first, he wants to say maybe it should be like the loss of Sakli, which is mutter. It's not muktzah because since eventually you're going to reaffix it, reattach. So the same thing over here. The only thing is the loss of Sakli is not muktzah kis. Because if that thing from the shtender falls off, so I need something. I don't know what I would use it for, but I would use it. It's not so delicate. It's not so. But a lens from an eyeglass, you don't want to get stressed. If it gets scratched, you're not going to be able to use it. So here, if the door of the shtender gets scratched when it was detached, okay, cosmetics. But it's not, like this that it'll annoy my whole vision. So at this point, he wants to say, no, maybe not. But then he says on page 11, Mikol Mokom Niralani Azite, the bottom page 11, Shim Noflu has Chuchis, Mokom Chainu Mishtamer, the Yore Pen Yishperu, O Yifsidu, Shimutal Tatal Anichum Mokom Mishtamer. She came to Mithil Shabbos, Ruim, Matilto, Rakatok, Shanoflu, and his park, and his garrison, and his kafim, and a bond lost from Matilto Mahmas Kipidosu, Babai, Shalom Shabbos, and Shabbosu. He says, "Vaker, see, klibish muchtamach mischalzarn kis means a machzit because it's expensive. But here, if you're not metaltel it, then you're going to ruin it now. The other things, if I'm going to stop metaltel, I'm going to get it messed up. If I have my laptop and I'm starting using it for other things, something can happen. But this, if I care, if you don't metaltel it, it's going to get ruined. So he says, so and it wasn't looked at the beginning of Shabbos. So you don't have Migo de Skatsoi. So he says, he thinks that even though he thought it was Muxumach Muskalansky, it still should be mutter to take the lens and go and ask the Rav, can I put it in your shtender till the end of Shabbos? And it would be okay because you're not makts it because machus chrons kis. Because here, just the opposite. If you makts it and say I'm not metaltal it, then goof it'll get ruined.
So if I have a laptop that's going to be in the sun and it's going to get overheated if it's in the sun.
Because there was like that from the beginning of Shabbos.
So if you have something, that's why that first of all, why make it public. And let's say it was mold, not Travis. A dog came, moved the laptop. It's now, it was in a place that was safe. Now it's not safe.
Right.
Why is this different from any other method? He's giving a general hector here for the moment. That's going to piss him. It's going to get destroyed.
Right. And you're saying that that's not, yeah, but maybe he's saying that's only if it became in the middle of Shabbos.
If it became last
night. Oh, yeah. So let's see. That's what he's saying. Let's see. Rav Harfinis has some tshuvas on this topic. Just want to see if he has the eyeglass case. We put that in here. Let's see. Okay, so let's look here on page 16 with Harfinis. Besod had to Dossus Kalim. So he writes, Shuv, culture we have a dital lach ziran. Still a kli. So, if it happened on Shabbos, then it's more svar to be made. Because it was part of really part of the kli at the beginning of Shabbos. So he says, if it was parko on Erev Shabbos, so either way. But he says, he quotes here in the next paragraph from the Kosev Sefer Ksos HaShulchan, that's Rav Chaim Noah, she'enu muter elkein daitel achziru also kli atzma, she'es parka. Whereas if you're going to put it back on that same shtender, that's a mean shalot tibadel shmor harishim. So it's part of the same kli. Shadai do meadel shtamishim del kli achel or mean shumucha nagav aviv the zed over chadash. That's what Rav Chaim Noah says. I could hear it differently. You could say I have another shtender that needs it and fell off of this shtender. So he says, no, in other words, since it was part of that, so you're just going back to its original thing, so it still didn't lose its status. But now you want to put it with something that was never added in the first place, then that, obviously you can't do it on Shabbos either way. But then if you're not planning to put it back to original Kli, then you can't say it still has the din Kli from the original.
Isn't the whole
Do you like that? Do you like that?
It's kind of counterintuitive.
I didn't expect you to like that.
The whole concept
of Telki, you haven't changed a bit.
What's the whole purpose of the concept of Moksa? So you want to do part of it's to not do malachas, right? Here you have to actively plan on doing the malacha in order to allow it to do, which kind of makes counter to the whole conceptual of what's going on here.
Yeah, okay, so let's see. And do you need that the Dallas be roy for anything? So Rav Harfinis says the Pashtus, a Dover Shayna Tzarech. Whereas even if it's not useful for anything on Shabbos, the whole point is still a Kli, is because it's still theoretically you're planning to put it back on the Kli. So then it still has a Din Kli, and therefore. Now, then he has something interesting from the Chut Shoni on page 17. That's Rav Nissen Karelis. Page 17 in the right. Sefer Chut Shoni, Tofas Lahalacha, Kitos is Rid. The Dlosses of Kalish is Park, Shumhorah Ravavim, Hainu, Shaina Torah, Lamaisa Uman Lachzira. Level Chitorah, Lamaisa Uman, Asura Batilta. He says, "Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach." Deinu muter el b'dorish a kol echad yochel usakto. af she tzorch li um nis l'kach, aval dover she tzorch um nis l'kach l'sach no havo mochtza. So I don't know. So do you need, so according to that, the eyeglass. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if you have these little screwdrivers. You really could do it, but I guess really we could all do it, but we're just a little bit lazy or a little bit unconfident that we're going to do it.
Do it all the time.
You do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you say you're not an Uman?
I'm definitely not an optician.
No, you're definitely not an optician.
Yeah.
What about losses of bias?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
That's your field.
Yeah.
Okay. And he has another shayla here from his base yachal ha'etz chayim shenofla. What if the Eitz Chaim of the Sefer Torah, the part of the handle of the Sefer Torah fell down? He says that's the same din. Blossus Akelim should sparkle. Then he says, and well, Connor shall next the cuddle shall mchbados.
What's that?
What is that? What, the thing that you use, the sweeper? What's that word? Bezin, what's that word?
I'm trying to figure it out.
What is that word? Bezim. It was Bezim. I'm not sure what that word is.
Bezim is a broom.
A broom. Oh. Broom.
Oh, the long part got detached from the brush part.
Yeah. So the same idea. That's like Glossus Kalem should sparkle. So then it also should be okay. Okay, so that's the general rule, that if you're planning to reattach, then it's still clear. The only thing is, the Sfarah of the Tefillah L'Moshe, that if right now you makbid, then maybe it should have a din of Buchmach Maschach Kisarnkis, which Rav Tefillah Moshe himself thinks that you should at least be allowed to bring it to a Mokum Meshumer, a one time thing, because you're not Machzadas that you should leave it here. If I care. Usually, the Machmach Kisarnkis, it starts in a place that's Meshumer, and then something happens, and you want to bring it back to that place. So then that you can't do. It's Mukta at the beginning of Shabbos. But here it wasn't Mukta at the beginning of Shabbos. Came Mukta on Shabbos. So now you have Machzah Das on Shabbos because it's Chisar Kis. But I think it's a wonderful svara. It's a very sharp svara. He's saying, if you have a thing that your eyeglass fell on Shabbos, so then you have the din of Kalim Shadis Park. Ah, but what don't you have the din of Mukta Kis? So Mukhzor means that at the beginning of Shabbos it was Mokum Meshumer, and now you don't want to move it anyplace else because it'll get ruined. But here, it wasn't Mukhzor at the beginning of Shabbos, and if you leave it here, it's goofy going to get ruined. So your mind is not to be Maksadas. Your mind is that it should get. So that's what he says to Achinish, the Moshe Levi. You put it, you're allowed one time. You know, we never find this in Halacha, the Mukhzor. You're allowed a one-time dispensation. But it's not the word. The word is because it wasn't Muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, and now it became Muktzah, that means you're Machzah Das. But you're not Machzah Das. Because it is a Kli. I think it's a good svara, even though my friend Rav Talki, of course, is keeps me awake. And
did we say something similar with the Sakin Shalmiva?
Yeah, Sakya Shamil is a whole discussion, right? About whether you have to drop it on the spot, or you can. But I think so. I like what he's saying. Most cases is not going to be an issue. Most cases, like the broom and the thing like that. So a broom you'll use for whatever. If you need to use it for something else, you're not going to be. Say, oh, it's too expensive, I'm not going to do it. But an eyeglass, you're not going to use it. But if you leave it the way it is, then you'll Goofer will get ruined. So that's what he says.
So if there's a let's get halacha l'maisa. There's a flood on Shabbos, and it's going to hit a bunch of electronic products. It's not a problem of any other issues with electricity to fall off, but they're all going to get ruined if the water's going to hit it. I could move it somewhere, so it's all motor now.
According to him,
it should.
It's a major heter. Yeah.
He applies to tons of cases.
Tons of cases, you're right. Talki, you were right. In other words, he should matter that
and
too.
And somebody should
and
say
you think
it.
It's right.
Somebody should
you
say
think
it.
It's su grois a chiddush that no one ever said. The makom hinichulo.
But those are the molecular instrument, no? Electronics.
Yeah, but he's saying that now. At the beginning of Shabbos, yeah, but over there, it was at the beginning of Shabbos. It was you machzedas.
Why should that make a difference?
Because it's atzai, so you can't.
But he makes it that if you could go and make it that you're getting into Masron's kiss, if you could magically make it that on Shabbos, which he does, that first problem I had.
Yeah, but it could be the beginning of Shabbos. Okay.
So maybe now he's saying it doesn't come after
okay.
later.
Okay, I want to think about it more, but now let's talk about buttons. Kaftor Kneppel. Shenafel b'Shabbos b'Neged. Imu Muktzah. Page 18. If a button fell off your coat on Shabbos, right? So if you're in place, say, with an Erev, and you want to take it home with you, you say, same happens in Shul. Okay, you just put it in your pocket and take it home. Well, even if you don't use the Erev, could you move it to, you'll put it on top of the shelf here. So it was, if you just leave it here, the time you come back next time to shul, it'll be gone when they clean up the shul, and that button will be long gone. So.
Example is the laws. Yiddish is not laws.
Yes, I mean, Yiddish is laws.
That's the shalom. Huh?
It's a Jewish language. It's a Jewish language. Okay. Yeah, okay. Whatever you want to say. What can I tell you? So he says, move over Shulchan. He says, the Mekel Tatal Yeshua Melismuch. Because first he says, it's a den of Kalim and he told him. So it's the same idea. That you're going to reattach it to the coat. So then, samuktzah, like the lost chaylim. So he says that should be okay. So a lot of people are machmir. He says, why are they machmir? So he says on page 19, he says, can move on a safer Pnine Rabbeinu Agriz. You know the safer Pnine Rabbeinu Agriz? That was written by Ramosha Mordechai Schulzinger. I had this chus to meet him, Ramosha Mordechai Schulzinger. My father and I once went. He was in Bnei Brak. He was a big guy in the Shtaka Yid in Bnei Brak. He used to give the famous Daf Yomishir, a long Daf Yomishir, Ian, whatever. He was a very big. So my father and I once, we were in Bnei Brak one day, and we went to see Rav Schulzinger. They wrote a biography. You know who knew Rav Schulzinger? of Avram Halpern. Avram Halpern, his family was Miyased B'nai Brak. So Rav Schulzinger was a big person in B'nai Brak. So Rav Avram. Well, no, Rav Avram Halpern. Sure. He lived on this block.
Is that right there?
Right here. He had the, with the old floor, they had the
footprints. Know, yeah.
Footprints of where the shtender was. And, so he knew all the B'nai Brak people. He used to tell stories to Rav Chaim Kanievsky that Rav Chaim Kanievsky didn't even know about his family. Chaval al David. So he says, the Panini Rabbeinu Hagriz. So he, Shara Hagriz Kafter Biyari Yeled. So the Briskerov once saw a button in a kid's hand. So Akalov, Zrokas a Kafter, Zemutza. I show Shachachachal Matu Mays of Yanar, also Gormel Hefset a Kafter, Risham Michmakoka Field, or Gail Cotton Kane, Heavy Piske Divre Yol, Shamarami Satmar, Horam Kafter, Nothal Beg Mutzes. Maybe we should bring a Shemayim, Kashavarov, Raminagolam, Knepel, Shanafo, Mukta. So he says, maybe you only say that by something that you just have to like snap into place. Zero.
What do you mean by snap into place? If I got to take nails and nail it in.
Yeah.
The door has to be nailed in. That's snapped into place.
Well, a chazara, yeah. In a chanam, yeah, maybe that's not. But that would be a big chumra.
Can we say something in terms of which malacha is involved?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
I don't know why to say this, but one's binyan and one's building, one's sewing. Two separate malachas you have to fix it.
So if you have to sew. So which is different? What would be different?
Or maybe we could tie it that it's because of Binyan Stira. There's no Binyan Stira okay, and so there's no. Yeah. This is sewing, so you have to do a malacha to get it on. Maybe you can make a case that it's for Kalim. That's.
Yeah, I mean, he said he quoted somebody who said something like that, and maybe before he said a word. Yeah, page 16, he says that, Asha, in other words, is this din that you machzer in? What if you can't be machzer on Shabbos? So we've been learning all along, so if you can't be machzer on Shabbos, it's still okay, as long as you can be machzer after Shabbos. But he quotes from somebody, Pasha saying, Tzorach, the Heter Einu Mitzad Shechudenu Roel Tash Mishayimish Hayom. It's bottom page 16. Rach Mitzad Shechudenu Roel Yom HaMachvas. Lacha Sheyachzor that if you can't do it on Shabbos, I didn't look it up. I should look it up.
What can't do it on Shabbos mean? Does this mean
the Iker? Yeah, because it's
If we hold you can't do it on Shabbos, because we're machmir on this, but there's supposed to hold you allowed.
Yeah, so, we say something that clearly you can't do on Shabbos.
And if it's a machlokas, like most minyan steal the kalo.
Okay, so that's different.
So we say the drabanos was mutter.
Okay, I can hear such a spark. Then he says on page 21, what if you have a new button? like, you know, that sometimes they give you the extra buttons, right, in the suit. Mm-hmm. They give you extra buttons. So it was never part of the suit, yeah.
Or
so
it was always.
Well?
Or it was always part of it.
Or always part of it. It was,
didn't have a function. Part of it,
sometimes they give you, you have
a little bag.
A little bag, yeah, a plastic bag. Yeah. You get that plastic bag. Yeah.
Why's that just a stamping schlock
and blister? Yeah, so one second. So is that Umaksha who Munach is Batach Kis Habegin? So he gives. So is that so you have to go out in the street on Shabbos. And then there's no, you don't use there, whatever, there's that bag of buttons. So is that Muktzah? So Rav Harford says, Muktzah. Because he says there's no function now. And it was never part of the Kli. And he says, and you can't say, well, you can use it as a, if I lose the cap, I can put a button there. No one's going to put a button there.
You could use it to play checkers.
You could use it to play checkers. Oh.
According to that logic, everything would play
checkers. So he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman has Sofik. Because it was never part of the Kli. It never was part of the Begad. The Nira, the Kamoke, he says, that they give you extra buttons. You want to get the same button that you lost, same color, whatever. Even if you live in a city with an Erev and you get a suit, you should remove those buttons. Like, put them in your drawer. Don't keep them in the suit, because even though you're allowed to carry on Shabbos because you use the Erev, but this is Muktzah. Ah.
And the suit becomes a button?
These are the ones that are sewed in? Not,
no, I'm not even talking the ones sewed in.
They have an extra button.
No, sometimes they're sewed in here. Right here. Look.
Yeah, that's
right
okay.
Here. That's okay. Yeah, that's sewed in.
Yeah, there's no function.
You know,
right, even though it has no fun.
Four buttons on your sleeve.
Yeah, but that's Lanoi.
It's
style. But this button, right here. This button. Yeah, they have shirt. So he said, no, that's okay. As I've discussed that with Rav Goodman, it's bottled to the bag. But the ones that are the bag that you were talking about, that plastic bag, so if Harford says, you should make sure.
And I can't take the bag with this? I have no intention to put that in per se.
Oh, you want to say is it will make it a different bus?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So if I care, if he loses,
let's box. Say because why? Because
that wasn't they put it in.
You put it in. Okay. But he says that he thinks that you should take away the take out that bag.
So
the Shabbos with Alta was his Muktzah.
Right. If they put it in, why should?
And then he says. Okay. But you're mom. So you disagree with half of what it says, unless you disagree with the whole thing.
It seems clear as it's Moksa.
Yeah, so you agree with that. Yeah.
Right, it's the other one that the both.
Okay, so you, at least you're agreeing with given 50 for something. Okay. Have you ever tell a key? And if to get 50% from you is like getting 1,000% from someone else. If Lord Dino could come to Chadosh, Miu Yesh Lomar, the Kevin Sha'arach Shav Haisa Tfur La Begin, Mesa Mital Tel Sima Begin, Kaftor. Oh, so you know what he said? You can read this? Kaftor. Look, on page 21 on the left side. Let's see if you can get that. Is it on page 21?
Reserve?
Reserve.
Yeah.
Yeah, reserve.
In other words, if you have the reserve buttons that fell from the beggar. So what's the story with that? In other words, when they attached the beggar, so that's okay, part of the beggar. But then the reserve beggars, they never had a function. They never were served at a function. So maybe, in other words, if this beggar, if this thing falls, so this was a part of, so then it's not muchta. Because I'm going to, but the reserve ones came without a shah vice of four or beggar, vice of tells him a beggar, who nichol b'chal heter shel chazik of aviyam.
We're talking about the ones that are on the
side, right? You're replacing the buttons.
Yeah, I'm referring to the four buttons on the side, or whatever.
And Avi Mamedes Lachem Tovu
Also
Begin.
Also,
I can't use all them. I came them for a house of chen with a begin. So that's he's stopping. But you're not going to sew it back into that same part of the beggar. No, is anyone who flews the reserve button sews it back into the reserve spot?
What difference does it make? You already told they're both also. He previously said it was also to the regular button.
Okay.
Also.
Right.
So this is also. What's the difference?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's an interesting shaila. Okay, the reserve buttons. He says he thinks some say it's mutter because it was.
But then
one second, He's going to put it back, but it's not really part of the beged.
It's not really part of it.
Then he also beggar. I mean, what if he's planning to use it? If he loses another button, then he'll use this one. Like Vasha Chosuk Kafter Acheres, but a beggar. First of all, some Zabukomo, and is the Kachnish Lodum came to Kvarhais Achelik, but a beggar. Okay, something to think about.
Didn't he know there was Osir before? Oh, he said Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he just quotes the
cheat. Yeah. Okay, so this is a fascinating topic. You know, that I still like what Rav Moshe Levy says. Moshe Levy. That maybe if it falls out, the eyeglass, you can just, you get one shot to put it away.
I think my head is simpler.
What's your head?
It's functional.
Oh, your head. Oh, yeah. Nice.
What's this thing on the last page? I'm also trying to figure out what that is.
I hope like the Raya.
Who? What do you hope?
From the other son to left.
Oh. Shrove's scroll to this park with Amita.
Maybe like the wheel?
The wheel.
I don't know.
Scroll is the wheels. That's what I'm very solid. We definitely want to put it back to that clee. No. So this is a fascinating thing because
it's a screw. Yeah.
Screw. A screw. It's a screw.
Ah! Wow! All right. It's hard to see screw there.
Oh. A screw fell out. So he says, Mutter. Gamza Dino can do also a cable. But he says, but tonight she again came with Dito Lach Zero Achar Shabbos Alach Kli.
Oh, in Hebrew it says Boreg is right. So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Rabosai. So we have completed 54 Shiurim on Hilchos Mukta. And then we did how many shiurim do we have in Dal Lama Tes Melachos? 250 something. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem.
That's on Lama Tes Melachos.
What?
That's Lama Tes into 254.
254?
That's what you said?
No, we did Lama Tes Melachos. We did 250 something, right? And then after that, we finished the Lama Tes Melachos of 250 Shiurim and the Lama Tes Melachos, We did now another 54 on Muktzah and Muktzah. Okay.
Right. So you did in proportion, you did much more for Muktzah.
Yeah. So you did a lot of Muktzah. Yeah. You did proportionally more, a lot of Muktzah. Yeah.
We were metalta a lot of Muktzah.
Yeah. So Bezer Shem, next week we're going to do Purim. The Shia Bezer Shem is going to be on the Vatlin Talmud Torah LeMikra Megillah.
Mm.
What is the saddest? This your father would find interesting. You have your child.
Oh yeah.
In other words, isn't learning Tanakh Torah? So what do you mean, Vatlin Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah? Why is that considered? Why is that called Bittul Torah to learn? So apparently, Vatlin Talmud Torah, the Mikra Megillah. What does that Gemara mean?
No,
like
zugging something.
Zugging. Oh, okay. So we'll see.
No, then isn't it time to they asked learning Tanakh on Shabbos?
Yeah.
People come to the shir.
Yeah, they asked learning Ksuvim on Shabbos because they wanted people to go to the shir in Halacha, and they didn't want people to be learning, Tanakh and the Ksuvim, whatever. They wanted them to go to the Rav Shir in Halacha. So that's Bezer Hashem next week. B'siyata d'shmayim, Bezer Hashem, we're going to do that Purim packet, and then after Purim, we'll do Bezer Hashem some Pesach packets, and then Kodesh Nisan, we have Ben Hazmanim. As a shame, and then after that, we'll start. We'll see what to do after that.
Maybe in Yanni Kosher Mishpat, something Kosher Mishpat.
Okay.
Something different.
We'll see.
That's good.
We'll figure it out.
But something for the businessman.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll figure it out.
Nice bag of brothers.
Okay, we have a lot of interesting ideas. Okay, good night, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi Simon.
Well, soon they're going to turn the clocks.